Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab show. Once again, my name is Liz Ogumba Regisford, and on today's show, we are going to be talking style influencers. Now, back in the day, we have to admit that this was a very foreign word. I mean, style influencers really was more like I was the model and I am the one that influenced the style through our work. So I think it's a new day with different ways of operating. And today in 2016, we do have style influencers, which is a really big deal. Now, I don't know if any of you saw Beyonce's speech. I thought, wow, bellissimo. And I say this because the power of style is one thing. The power of the influencer is another thing. But the power of the style creator is really what we should all be grateful for. So big up to all the designers and creatives out there who really make fashion or style even exist. Otherwise, without them, then I don't know how we would be able to actually influence. So I want to share that link on Twitter for those who still don't know what we are talking about. I think that was really cool. It's worth watching just because I can and because it's also relevant to our topic today in such a timely manner. Secondly, I don't want to take any more time out of the studio, so I just want to go straight to the main part of our show. Ayanda Dlapo is going to be joining us with her fashion alert, giving us a dose of African fashion news from across the continent. And I'm sure for those of you who can keep up like me, I love this segment and I can't wait to know what's really going on around the continent. Welcome to the show, Ayanda.
Thank you so much, Liz. It's such a pleasure to be back here again.
And I want to say, before we even move on, what are you wearing from head to toe?
Okay, well, today I'm wearing all black. Black is actually my favorite color and my safe zone. So I'm wearing a chiffon black shirt and black chinos and black stilettos and a nice African
beautiful
piece, snake piece.
Statement piece. We're going to take a picture of that and tweet it. You're definitely working it. And the hair, my gosh, what happened to you this morning? I mean, it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
It's out there wild and all over the place, but welcome to the show. Now, we're also joined on the show by Morag Stein, who will be glamming up the show with her Glam Up series later, just to give us a dose of some makeup and some beauty tips so we can actually complete this style affair. Welcome to the show, Morag.
Thank you so much, Liz.
And what are you wearing and what's inspiring this look today?
Today, I'm just wearing a simple up bun, and I've put my little favorite black bow in the back. And I'm just wearing a clean monochromatic look, keeping it simple with black and white. And I'm wearing this beautiful jumper from 011. It's really comfortable. And just a plain little stiletto heel.
Welcome to the show, girl. You are working it, definitely. Our New York contributor and representative, Edgy Benson, will also be joining us with Echoes from New York later in the show. Another quick reminder is my favorite segment normally comes in at the end of the show, even though it's rushed a bit these days, but we're trying to really keep it strong and fresh today. It's called Who Do You Want to Dress and Why? So feel free to share with us your who's and your why's. That is the segment that we use to unwind. I kind of call it a glass of wine after the Fashion Lab. Keep your tweets coming. We're on Fashion Lab AF. Share with us some of your favorite style influencers at Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. Now, before I introduce our special guests on today's show, here's the African Fashion Alert with Ayanda Dlapo. Ayanda, welcome again.
Hello and welcome. This is Fashion Alert, your weekly dose of African fashion news with myself, Ayanda Dlapo, right here on Fashion Lab Africa. This week's fashion business news are as follows. Africa's potential to become a sourcing destination of notes is steadily increasing, according to Clay E. Hickson, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development of Worldwide Responsible Accredited Production in the USA. He will be one of the guest speakers at the 4th annual Source Africa event, taking place at the Cape Town International Convention Center today. More than 1,600 international and regional apparel and footwear buyers will attend Source Africa, which is a pan-African textile clothing and footwear trade event.
I was going to say, how come we're not there? Did we miss the memo?
Well, because we had to come and do the show.
Wow. Okay.
Carrying on, Source Africa will connect buyers and suppliers from 13 African countries interested in growing their exports. It promotes African manufacturers to both regional and international decision makers with the aim to increase market share for the continent as well as develop regional trade between African countries. Looking at Ethiopia, 29-year-old Anna Anwilela hoped to breach the global market using African textiles through a brand which they started that will cater to global market demands with utmost meticulousness and tenacity. Well, Elena stated that with the help of their partner organization called Connected in Hope, women in Ethiopia can earn sustainable, predictable income that allows them to care for their families and save for the future. They currently have employed nearly 100 artisans who are able to provide for over 400 dependents with the income that they earn. In addition to hands-on training programs, Connected in Hope provides artisans with business training, leadership development programs, healthcare assistance, and literacy classes. We also have some fashion politics this week with Respect the Duke, which has lately been in the spotlight. It started when an angry email written by journalist Nontobeko Sibisi was leaked to the media. In the email, Sibisi called out the ENCA newsroom for pulling her Africa Day video because for 9 seconds of an about 3-minute piece, she appears wearing a duke. The incident has sparked widespread condemnation for ENCA, with some employees calling for a revisiting of the company's style guide. The wearing of the duke with the hashtag Respect the Duke was done.
Guys, sorry, what is the duke? What is a duke?
A duke is an elegant head wrap worn by most African women from...
Oh, in Africa, we just call it the head wrap. But the thing on the head or the head wrap. But okay, cool. I was like, wait, is there another new thing that I don't know about? So really, like, I'll just call it the head wrap because I remember that better.
Duke is a South African term for it.
Is it such a big deal?
It is. It sparked a lot of news because, you know, one of the ladies on, like I just said, she was wearing the duke and she had her video removed because she was wearing a duke. So,
but what happened to style? What if she was just styling?
Exactly.
I mean, Erykah Badu and others will not even have a chance on that. Don't have a chance. Hi, you can perform. Sorry. You've got the...
And that's why the wearing of the duke with the hashtag Respect the Duke was done by many public and respectable figures across Africa and most social media platforms to support the duke.
Very cool.
So moving forward, Ghanaian model Stephen Owusu, in collaboration with the National Peace Council, launches campaign against 2016 election violence titled Thumb, Not Fist, which in transliteral terms encapsulates a message within which lies the enthusiastic message to emphasize the value of tolerance and peace in the equal dispensation of people's rights to vote in this year's elections. The campaign serves as a viable platform to promote the NPC core mandate to promote peace before, during, and after the elections. Crossing over to the entertainment side, South African Menswear Week Spring Summer 16 and 17 schedule is finally out. The list of recognized and impressive designers from South Africa is endless, who will be accompanied by designers from Tanzania, Nigeria, and other parts of Africa. South African Menswear Week is Africa's only standalone platform dedicated to the development and promotion of menswear within the African continent. Taking place twice a year in Cape Town, South Africa, South African Menswear Week aims to provide a world-class platform for menswear designers and brands to showcase their latest collections. A series of shows over 4 days, only the best of menswear is invited to be on the schedule each season. And the 2016 Regal edition of the Mercedes-Benz African Fashion Festival will take place at the World Trade Center in Accra from July 1st to the 3rd in 2016. It promises to be yet another innovative and empowering event and will feature a meticulously designed runway, exhibitions, seminars, pop-up shops, and VIP parties. And that's it from me today.
Wow, thank you, Ayanda.
That was amazing. Yeah.
We're going to talk about some of that stuff, but the one that really for me is my highlight there is I didn't know wearing a head wrap could actually get you removed. Jeez, I mean, like, people are so rough and harsh.
That's why the social media campaign started. I actually still need to post my duke, because I do support the movement.
So should we all, like, tie up something today and just push it? Okay, we'll do that just to push that hashtag and make some noise as well. But thank you for that news. I want to go straight into the show. Today's show, like I said, on today's show, we're discussing style influencers. We're joined by media personality and entrepreneur Busiso Leope. And we're also going to be joined by New York-based content creator and on-air personality Rosa Maria. Now, a quick introduction for those of you who do not know Sbu, before we plug him in. Sbu is popularly known as DJ Sbu and is not only a media personality, but also an entrepreneur. He's a philanthropist. He thrives on giving back to the youth of SA. He gives talks 3 times a week to disadvantaged schools around SA. I think he's been doing this for over 7 years, giving bursaries and offerings mentorship to the youth and all of that stuff. Sbu has shaped youth culture, obviously, and their thinking in South Africa for over the past 15 years. Despite his tough upbringing in Tembisa, he's also overcome obstacles on this journey and made a name for himself using his media talents on TV and radio. Seriously, they even say that over 25 million per week people reached out to by Sbu. So I think he's a very powerful person. So I think an influential is what the word is, the key word here is today. So I just want to roll over to Sbu Leope without wasting any time.
I am sitting here with this one and only Sbu Leope. Thank you so much for giving me a few of your minutes to just touch based on this interesting topic we're having today in studio around styling influencers. Now, I'm sure you know you're a style influencer, if I'm not wrong.
I don't know, but I mean, I
come
know that
on, Sbu, now. Well, you don't know, but we know, so it's okay. But look, first of all, congratulations on all of your achievements. Besides being a brother, I really admire what you do. I love the fact that you're very humble, so we admire your humility.
Thank
in
you.
This all. And the interesting part of this, while I was sitting and just thinking, who am I going to talk to today when I'm thinking about style influencers in the continent, I came up with you as one of my top hitters because of the fact that you don't even just wake up and take pictures and say, here's what I'm wearing. You're actually on the go chasing your dreams and really moving and shaking everything that you touch. But at the same time, you don't even realize it, but subconsciously you influence style lovers across the continent and maybe even the globe. So I want to first ask before we even move further. You look suave, you look beautiful. What are you wearing and what's inspiring this look?
I think, first of all, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. I've really been looking forward to this day, you know, just have a bit of a chat on your show because of how much I respect you as a sister and as an entrepreneur and just as a creative and all these other things that you do and what you're doing for the continent. I really admire it and I think it's really beautiful.
Thank you.
And thank you for the compliments. I really, really work hard. And yes, I do not have a stylist, but I've got favorite designers that are
alive. Wait a minute. Did you just say you don't have a stylist? So this is you from head to toe every day?
No, I don't. I honestly don't. Unless I've got specific occasions where I'd love somebody to come through and give me some help here and there. So I work with a few people. One of them is yourself, Liz Ogumbo. I love your designs. I love your representation of Africa, but I also love you're not boxed in. You think global, but you are patriotically and unapologetically African. So that comes across in your designs.
Thank you.
And, you know, the woman stuff that you do and the male stuff that you do. And I will do guys that are called Simone. I'll do a couple of people, you know. But today I'm wearing Naked Ape. I'm wearing a gray
double breast long
trench coat.
Beautiful.
With a touch of black with leather buttons and some leather trimmings around the neck. And the detailing around the lining and all the way
it's
down
beautiful.
To the sides of the coat. Thank
it's
you very much.
Beautiful. I'm looking at the piping detail. I'm looking at, anyway, you know that when you walked in, I was like, what are you wearing and why and who?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just want to go straight into things, Sbu. You're obviously more than a force to reckon with. How important is the brand that you wear to you? Because obviously you wake up in the morning and even though you're chasing your dreams, even though you're moving and shaking, even though you're trying to really get to the next level, you still care about what you wear. What is it about the brand that you wear? Because you don't just wake up and wear anything, do you?
I do wake up and wear anything, but it just so happens that in my closet, I obviously have got, you know, I've got a lot of beautiful clothes. I mean, I've been working for many years and I've been sponsored and I've had a lot of clothing for many, many years. So I think it so happens that whatever I get to choose from looks good on me. I think when I was young, I was more brand conscious, but as you get a little bit older, you don't. You want what's good and what works for you and what represents you properly out there. Now, I have to be represented properly out there. I'm very strict about how I look. I'm very strict about my image because I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. I speak to very important people, from your billionaires to your millionaires, your influencers, your academic people, I sit in boardrooms with people that are professionals. I'll also come from the entertainment or the creative space, if you may put it that way. So I'll walk the red carpets. I'm on television. I'm always being snapped around. I end up on magazines. So I really have to look good all the time. So everything that I choose for that day, I have to be comfortable in it. I have to be looking good in it. And not only the clothing. For me, it's the entire attitude. I have to at least
feel good.
I have to feel good about what I'm wearing. Exactly. I have to, just all the way down to my nails. You know, I have to have my manis done. My
so where do you get your manis done? I'm just throwing that
at Mira in Michelangelo and Santin.
Okay, very
good. And then I also.
And who's your barber?
My barber is Nero as well, Michelangelo Santin. Fantastic. It's owned by Ntlantla and his wife. They own that. It's a spa, come nail bar, come salon.
And do you get your massages regularly? Do you do what?
Yeah.
So you really take care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm from a massage.
Guys, I'm telling you, as we are tuned in right here with this Boo Leope himself, he's not even playing. He's like, don't just go with the look. It's not just about the piece that you're wearing. It's about taking care of yourself inside out. I love that. Now, I know the thing that you're saying is you could wear anything, Boo, but I just want to also just put a pause on that. Brand association is so important, meaning that, and I'm not going to mention a brand, there's certain brands, I'm sure you've got a million brands getting thrown at you, but there's certain brands that you will take a pose and be like, because of the fact that, you may not care so much about environmentally friendly brands, or what are the wages these people get, are they abused when it comes to the workers, or are they using green, are they really going green? Are they using, for example, your bamboo or your hemp or what are they doing to really be eco-friendly? Because at this time in our lives, we cannot ignore the fact that eco-friendly business etiquette is crucial. Like, you can't trade in this world and then say you don't care about the environment and you don't care about certain things. Do you not have a space where sometimes a brand is thrown to you and you think, because at the end of the day, you care about how you look, you care about who you associate with, and that's why the brand association factor is for me so heavy here, because you're not just saying no to hurt anyone or to just like say no, you're really saying no because of different reasons. Do you have times where you reject brands?
It's not rejecting, but it's
okay. Well, can I say, here we are uncensored.
I understand.
Here at Cliff,
I understand. But because a lot of brands that you'll get thrown at you, and especially for the people that will feel brave enough to come to you, a lot of them are people that have either done work in the industry before or they're reputable. But yes, there are other people who still have a long way to go, who probably still are learning, or they're starting, or they've got, and then you've got established brand names that are maybe international brands that you can associate yourself with. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I think having been in the industry for so many years, over almost two decades now, I've had to work with a lot of brands, but I've also had to say no to a lot of brands. But I've also, sometimes when the timing is not right with certain brands, I've had to work with them per event or at certain events or at certain occasions. Do you know what I mean? But yes, of course, you don't just wear everything that's just thrown at you.
Mm.
I can't just be wearing some t-shirt from wherever.
Mm. So what are your top three brands? Oh, no, let me not give numbers. What are some of your top brands? I know you wear skinny Subu socks.
Yeah.
I know you wear those. I know you wear the Simone.
Yeah.
Boys, I know you're wearing Naked Ape right now.
Yeah.
I know that you want Liz.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite brands, if you want to just name drop, just so people can have a feel of what is it that's actually the sort of weaving thread around some of the brands that you wear?
Okay, number one, as a businessman, suits, shirts, ties, cufflinks, shoes, formal stuff for my business engagements.
And who do you go to?
I love Gallery Squared. Gallery Squared are based in Melrose.
Okay.
A group of three young guys that used to work for Fabiani. They understand men's clothing well.
Okay.
They understand the culture in Johannesburg. I've known them from when they were still employees at Fabiani. So they understand my style and the type of stuff I used to buy at Fabiani. But they've got their own brand. They've got their own store. The type of treatment that they give you, and just in understanding who I am and in connecting, they really make me look good as a businessman and in my formal attire, my formal gear. And then you've got Simone that I'll wear from time to time. because their style is similar to gallery. So they also would do your suits, your formal wear, your shirts, your ties, your cufflinks, and that type of stuff. So I'll use them, or you know, from time to time. I love what they represent. I love what they wear. I love the fact that they're local, but they travel internationally to get fabrics, and they come and mix it up with some of their own local blend of things, and they've got their own brand, which is Simone, which is beautiful.
I like their stuff.
And then I love, Skinny Sibu socks. My socks, I've got no shame in my game. He does quality socks. I think it's a beautiful brand. I think it's even better than the Happy socks. And I've been supporting him even on all my initiatives, my seminars, my TV shows, my radio shows, profiling his business and what he does. And he's grown immensely. He's at Starter Fords. I wear his socks strictly. And then from there, you know, a touch of this and that. I might be walking past the Sandton City and I see a nice pair of shoes. Like, I'm just, these look like a 6,000 rands pair, but they're just a 2,000 rands pair from G-Star, raw.
Very nice. I'm going to definitely take a picture and tweet so people can actually see what we're talking about. But Sibu, I really want to, I know we can sit here and talk all day, but I know that because of time, and because that, you know, we are definitely chasing our dreams, right?
Yeah, of course. That all the time, every day.
Time is money. So besides talking about the brands and everything else that's happening, what would be your parting shots to entrepreneurs on the move? And I say this because you're an entrepreneur, you're a go-getter, you're an achiever of note in so many ways.
I appreciate that.
And I feel that sometimes people underestimate the power of what you wear and not realize that it actually goes hand in hand. You cannot be trying to go and meet Obama, for example, Africa, I'm talking to you, and then you arrive there looking like you got hit by a bus and you were dragged by the riverside, you know?
You can't.
So I feel like the conversation we're having with you here, for me, what's even more powerful and what's more fresh about it is the fact that you can win, you can move, you can build, you can chase your dreams, you can get on the top, but you can't do that without a signature look or some sort of look. I mean, you have to pay attention to what you wear. What are your parting shots to
the I always say your clothes are your first skin, and that's the first thing people see even before they speak to you. So when you look good, when you smell good, you are more confident to meet whoever anywhere in the world.
And when you can have a good attitude, because you know that's another thing.
Yes,
it's like the smile and the attitude is something else people wear, but they don't realize that. You could be the best looking man in the best looking ensemble, Sibu, but if you have a bad attitude, nobody wants to talk to you and no one's interested.
Yeah, so it comes across through your clothing. You know, you gotta look good. Like, I do not compromise when it comes to clothing. I have to look good. I'm an entrepreneur. I work with kids in schools. I come from the creative space. I've got multi-platinum records. I've owned my own record company with multiple artists who have multi-platinum selling. I come from that creative space. I walk red carpets, television shows, front covers of magazines, owning my own company, different companies, whether it's my energy drink brand, whether it's my Leadership 2020 educational services company, whether it's my business show in CNBC Africa. I have to look good all the time. No compromise. I have to look clean. I have to look fresh. I have to represent myself properly, represent my teams properly. And I need to make a statement when I walk in and I shake that and I give you that firm handshake and I give you a straight eye-to-eye contact with my smile. You know, it's coupled with the way I look, and you're just going to give me back that respect because I look the part.
What can Africa and the rest of the globe expect from you? We're in 2016. If you want to share whatever it is, 2016, 2017, what can we expect?
I think the first thing that I'm excited about is launching my brand new, I've done a lot of breakfast shows for different radio stations, drive time shows and so forth. I've done so many TV shows for different channels. But I think it's high time that Africa starts understanding that ownership is the most important thing we can ever do for ourselves in the media space, because he who owns sets the agenda for whoever works under him. So in this country, for instance, in South Africa, the media is owned by white people. In our country, said as it is, the land is owned by white people. So whoever owns whatever institution, they set the agenda for whatever goes out, the output, you know? So it's high time that when we get into the media space as influencers, or when we get onto that mic, we set ourselves up for nice deals that are going to put us in those positions of ownership. And that's basically what I've done. And also, when you look at the Americans, they're very good in syndicating. syndicating their radio and television shows. It's popular that side. Nobody has done it in South Africa. Nobody does it. And I'm very excited about what we're about to do in South Africa. So that's my immediate project, mixing two television channels together with two radio stations syndicated together, all four platforms on one breakfast show in the morning. It's going to be a game changer. It's going to be really beautiful. I'm going to have a lot of fun. That's the one project that I'm doing. The other project that we've been working very hard on is for me to open up my own university. And as Leadership 2020, which I'd like to advise the listeners that are listening right now to check out some of our work on www.leadership2020.co.za. 2020 is numerical, so it's leadership2020.co.za. So let them go to leadership2020.co.za. Let them understand the coaching, the workshops that we do, the seminars that we do, the teaching that we do, the teaching material that we've had, the books that we've written, the DVDs that we've produced, the number of billionaires and millionaires and academics and politicians that we have on our database and we get to interact with, and we get to plug them into younger up-and-coming entrepreneurs. And they can also check out my TV show on CNBC Africa on Tuesday evenings, Central African time at 8:30. We've got a partnership with Forbes Africa and CNBC Africa for an entrepreneurship TV show there, which is amazing. It speaks exactly to what we do. So that's my next project, to definitely open up our own university by the year 2020. But it looks like beautiful things might be happening this year. You know, when you let your dreams out to the world, you speak them all the time, you put in the work on a daily basis, and you're sincere about wanting to empower and change other people's lives for the better, I think at some point God does come through. So I think it looks like this year he's coming through very well for us. And then the third project being being the first black man in the world to own my own 100% black owned energy drink. I would love to obviously have my energy drink in the whole continent. I'd love to have it in Ghana. I want to have more fire in Nigeria. I want to have more fire in Kenya, in Ethiopia. I want it the whole continent, because it can be done. I believe it can be done. And that's what I'm working hard towards. It's the fastest growing energy drink brand in South Africa. And that's one of my babies. So it's my foundation, the Sibusiso Lopo Education Foundation. It's Leadership 2020, our educational services company. And then
it's the more fire.
The media. Yeah. Okay. The radio and TV, yes. And then it's a more fire.
And the more fire, you keep more firing up the space and everything. But, you know, we love your energy.
And listen, let me come in there and disturb you. The critical thing that a lot of us make a mistake on is thinking that you can do all these things without good partnerships. So what has been able to make me achieve a lot of these things is I've surrounded myself with people who are more smarter than I am, who are more organized than I am, who are more intelligent than I am, who are more educated than I am, and who have got better expertise in growing businesses than I do. But I know that my strong points are marketing and making noise and just making things cool, making things fashionable. So I'd love to advise every aspiring entrepreneur, aspiring fashion designer, aspiring business person who's listening right now in the continent to respect and understand you can never do it on your own in this world. So strength through partnerships. So collaborations. Let's collaborate as Africans.
While looking good, Africa, I hope you're listening. And thank you so much, Sbu. It's been a pleasure having you in studio today. And we look forward to catching up with you. You can kiss and tell. So Instagram and Twitter, please just drop those.
Okay, get me on Instagram. It's Sbu Leope. That's my name. S-B-U-L-E-O. You know the star sign Leo, but with a P-E at the end. But it's all one word. So it's Sbu Leope. S-B-U-L-E-O-P-E. Sbu Leope, that's my Instagram. On Twitter, it's DJ Sbu. It's DJ S-B-U. That's at DJ Sbu. That's my Twitter. And then you can find me on Facebook. It's DJ Sbu Breakfast. That's DJ S-B-U Breakfast, because of my brand new breakfast show. So I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to have you as one of my first guests.
Africa, you heard it all. You can't just look good. You got to be doing things so that when we talk about what you're wearing, we can talk about what you're achieving and what you're winning on and what you're building. Thank you so much, Sbu. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. And we'll be in touch.
Can you confirm that I'm going to have you on my breakfast show?
And you're going to have me on your breakfast
show? Yeah, of course.
Ah, confirmed.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Confirmed. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, I just confirmed that one too. But congratulations to him. He's actually done beautiful stuff. It's two TVs, two radio shows that he just launched this morning with a new Times Media. But anyway, I want to roll over to a very special guest who I will be engaging on a whole different level under this same topic or subject matter around style influencers, because she is an influencer of note. Rosie Maria is not just any ordinary on-air personality, but she's also a content creator who has interviewed celebrities in areas of entertainment, fashion, sports, politics, health, book authors, entrepreneurs, and the whole shebang. Her broad background as an on-air host, writer, and producer for radio, live television, and emceeing events has also allowed her to use her natural gift to communicate while hosting live television for international shopping channels, infomercials, travel shows, and events. I do not want to go on and on. The one thing I know for sure is Rosie Maria is currently in the top 100 live streamers on Meerkat with a global viewership and following. Welcome to the show, Rosie. Welcome to the Rose, Rosie.
I know the show just got changed its name to the Rosie Show.
I'm telling you, because Rosie just rosified everything in here. How are you today?
Oh, just fantastic. It's beautiful. I'm in Florida right now, and the weather is clearing up. It's gorgeous. So it's a beautiful day.
I was going to say we're a bit jealous, but don't worry. The sun's still shining out here in Johannesburg. But we are feeling a bit warm and nice, so it's okay. So now, okay. Rosie, first of all, congratulations on making it to the top 100 live streamers on Meerkat. That is a big thing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It a lot of work, and now things are shifting, and now Facebook's coming on live. Live streaming is going to be a big part of influencers moving forward.
All right, well, let's get straight into Rosie Maria and the content creator and on-air personalities. What are some of the ways that you are able to help profile personalities to a point of actually creating style influences within them through your career or through the work that you do?
Well, a lot of what I really enjoy doing is interviewing people. And something that I've done throughout my career is in the interviews or aside and in a part of the package that would go on a national show is take that person. You're going to see the personality behind the personality. And when you kind of get to that, you get a feel and a sense for a person, whether they're in fashion or an entrepreneur or an artist, a music singer, a talented singer that's, you know, on the radio, top 40 personality. And so that's what I've really enjoyed doing, is really getting to the heart of who a person is and what makes them tick and what made them successful. And so that's why I'm happy to talk to you this morning and give some key tips on how you can not only be an influencer, but also, you know, maybe even reach out to some influencers and kind of help some people out there who really, you know, you're talking to people who are interested in the fashion industry or they're in it, and how can they utilize the game of media and where the eyeballs and attention are to use that their influence to, you know, get their word out about their brand and, you know, at the end of the day, sell product.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Did you want to ask?
Yes, I just want to say it's a beautiful thing. I actually want to say let's go straight into the tips, because the idea is to just be able to also understand, you know, what role you play, but also be able to help, I think, brands who are trying to build and become bigger than just their, you know, their hugeness within their sphere of influence, really influence the world in other ways. So I think just go ahead and give us some of your tips, and then we can continue with my chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the number one thing that I think people need to understand is the power of ownership, just like your last guest was talking about ownership. But I want to encourage everyone, you have the power to own your audience. But if you do not take advantage of that, you are missing out. Let me explain. When you know, I've been on national television, you're on your radio show, all these things. When the show goes away, the audience goes away. But now we have the ability to own part of our audience. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Snapchat, if that platform goes away or changes an algorithm, as we've all learned with Facebook, you know, you might have a million, you know, likes on Facebook, but your organic reach with that now is about 5% at best. So the only way to own your audience at this point would be a couple of top key ways. The number one way is still through email. And whether or not that means you have a popover that grabs an email when people come to your show, or you do a call to action, you give away an ebook, whatever it is, the only way you're going to be able to transition your audience from platform to platform really effectively and own them is through email. Because if you build a big audience on a platform and then another one comes out, well, guess what? Facebook, you know, I might have thousands of people on Facebook, but you know, they unless I pay to sponsor my shift, hey, follow me over on Snapchat, I don't own that. Now, if I have a text campaign or an email campaign, then I can move and I can influence better through those mediums.
Wow. I didn't even think right now as we're sitting here that email is actually that powerful, because after the whole social media buzz and fad, I just felt like, oh my gosh, like, so I'm one of those Rosie who genuinely, I used to send out a lot of newsletters and I just got overwhelmed, but it's like social media came and hit me on the head and I fell over and I'm still trying to because I'm like, well, how is it that my little email with my little whoever thousands of followers can go out every month where I can share with them what's going on in my life, but then when I look on the side, I'm like, this person has 100,000 followers or a million followers and they say one thing and the whole 100,000 or a million people respond or see. So I just kind of also have been caught, and I'm sure it's not just me. I'm just talking on behalf of different people who are actually not even sure what's the next way to actually really make an impact, especially as we grow our brands and grow our businesses, you know?
Well, I mean, obviously, right this very hot minute, we should be pushing full force on Snapchat. and that leads me into my next step. But yes, I'm saying that at the same time that I'm telling you, you still don't own anybody in Snapchat. The only way that you're going to own that viewership is to have another way to directly reach out to them. And my top tip is through email campaigns, and you have to do them properly. You have to do them wisely. You cannot overwhelm. If you don't have an email marketing campaign in place right now, as of 2016, start it. And then the next one for sure is a text campaign. 98% of texts, you know, to someone's phone are read. And that is a much higher percentage than an email. But I digress, because I want to, you know, move forward over into some of the techniques that actually work to kind of gather this audience, you know, so that you can have ownership and longevity when you move as platforms grow. You know, we move from Facebook to Instagram. They're all still valuable and relevant in different ways. And now Snapchat is where it is a very, very powerful and viral support.
Thank you. That is amazing. I was going to say, you know, you can give us all the tips. I mean, I'm trying to make sure I can call you after this so you can give me all the tips. But now you're trying to give it to all our listeners. And I'm trying to save some for me on the side later. But anyway... Yeah, I think it's very good. The conversation is great. The tips are great. And I feel like it's not just me or just anybody here who's stuck.
No,
we always need a refresher of just time is moving so quick. Trends are moving so quick. Everything is moving so quick that we just have to literally be on our heels, on our toes, trying to keep up.
We do.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That is one of the ways that I became, you know, in the top 100 on Meerkat, is I was an early adopter. And when you're an early adopter on a platform, you have the ability to become well known. People write articles about you because of your success on that platform. And but some of the top tips to becoming really relevant and have ownership in this media space now is one of my number one things is consistency. You must, I was, you know, on the Meerkat every single day. People come back at certain times, but people come back because of your consistency. But this is where the media is going. It's no longer, this is what I want to, you know, if I could highlight a flair, you know, for this today is rough edges. Do not be afraid of the rough edges. The authenticity that comes with the rough edges in this new media is actually what people and humans and the millennials are demanding authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay. They are demanding it and they want to follow your brands because of your story. Remember that you're going to be putting out content, right? On all of these things. And really your content is story. And part of your story is the rough edges of your life, right? Mm-hmm. And so these things are the things that you're going to be putting out there that are fun, engaging, and interesting, and building that community so that you can build a brand over time. And remember, you know, that it is about the long haul in your branding and marketing of your business.
All right. That is very, it's very cool. And I know the world is listening. I know Africa is listening. I want to go into the second and the third, and then we're going to stop there because I'd love to also just pick your brain on one or two more things before we wrap up. So would you say is maybe your top second tip and maybe a top third, you know, just throw that on there as well, just because you can.
Yeah, well, collaboration with other people who are doing either what you want to do. I mean, you can reach up a little bit to someone who has a little more following than you, but not too far. It has to be an equal collaboration. And pick your platform that you love the most and stay consistently uploading and doing whatever it is to that every single day. If your major platform is YouTube, then consistently upload almost every single day, give somebody something, but then still, you know, put everything still natively on everything else, meaning don't put something on YouTube and then just put a link from YouTube to Facebook. It will not work. You must upload your videos to Facebook organically and natively. Do you understand? You see, you can know it.
You can't now serve wine to everybody. Like, you know, you've got to figure out what platform.
It can be the
what.
Same product. It can be the same meal. You make the turkey dinner. You can, you know, it's everybody can have a piece of the meal. That is true. It's the same piece of media, but you have to upload it natively. Like you have to take that video off your server and put it directly on Facebook. Do not a link from YouTube to Facebook. This is a big key for people who want to get a bigger audience when utilizing Facebook.
Very good. Very good.
And
what is our third key thing that we can just to ice up the you know, the cake?
Yeah. This is very important. A lot of fashion influencers are using Instagram. When using Instagram, use a mix of humans and beautiful content. What I mean by that is we connect with story, right? Human nature, the power of myth. We've been connecting with stories for millennia, right? And although a beautiful just photo is great, but people, you need a mix. They need to also see, you know, if it's you or your brand, they need to see you, what you're doing, something engaging, where you are. And then, so you're going to mix that up. You're not going to have all just, you know, maybe just, if you sell shoes, you're not going to just take just pictures of just shoes. You want to mix it up with humans and beautiful content, and even maybe have multi-platform, multi-niche channels on Instagram. That's my Instagram tip for today.
Wow. You know what? Thank you so much. Rosie, how long have you been creating content?
Well, I mean, I started doing commercials when I was a little girl. So I started on television as a little girl. But and then I, you know, sold on national television for here. It's the Home Shopping Network and in St. Petersburg. Man, that was 10 years ago. So it's been a long time for me. So I would say around 10 years.
It's very good. And you know what I love about the conversation and the chat we've just had now is that when I was talking to Spoo, who's the other personality that we were talking to, and obviously from a different angle, but still under the same subject matter, just to see how he feels about, you know, this whole conversation and how he feels, you know, how he influences, because he is a style influencer, but he is an influencer of note. But I love the fact that you spoke about collaboration, you spoke about consistency, and those are some of the key things that we've just had through and through everywhere.
Yes.
Now, my question
yes.
to you is, like, when you look at the continent, where do you see Africa's future through power to influence the world from the continent, especially through style? Do you know much about the continent? Do you know much about the personalities in the continent? And do you, what would be your tips? What would be your, you know, have you seen any fashion, I mean, personalities within the continent that you feel might be just maybe just not really pushing and exploiting to the maximum of their potential? Because, and I say this because I was trying to come up with some top African fashion or style influencers, and I searched and searched and searched and searched, and I was like, where are the African or style influencers, and why are they not coming up on this top 10 whatever? I was on Google for like hours. So I just want to, my question, you know, generally is, what do you see, or what would you advise, or where do you think we could be able to push? Because there's no question that we have amazing personalities out here. It's just that I think either vision is limited, or people are just, I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah, I mean, we have to, I mean, I think I did actually watch yesterday, I watched something, all the speeches from people in the top fashion industry there in South Africa, with their inspiring speeches. There was a lady named Rennie, and I can't even say all their names, but like Vanessa Kingori, Carolyn Rush. I read and listened to all their speeches and their involvement there. And I mean, I think the best way is for right now, people have to get comfortable being a part of the story and being a part of their content and putting out those, you know, quick videos, or even now it makes it so much easier. They could just even do Snapchat stories, and think about this for a minute. Let me think about a way for them to push themselves out. And Instagram is very big for fashion influencers, right? And a person can be a part of an Instagram hashtag from anywhere in the world, whether it's Africa or not. So if someone in Africa wants to be seen by the same people who watch all of the fashion at the Met Gala, then all they need to do is put their content on Instagram during the Met Gala and put, you know, hashtag the Met. And then they're going to come up and more people can find out about what they're doing there in Africa or wherever they are.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's one way where they can do that. And they can reconstitute just one brief thing. They can reconstitute what they're doing on Snapchat. They can download that story that they do all day long with, because it's no editing involved. Have you gotten into Snapchat yet?
I'm not really on Snapchat, but maybe I'm just a bit like, I don't know what my excuse is, but are you ladies, Morag? Ayanda, are you on Snapchat?
I hardly post. I mostly post on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, but I'm actually struggling with Snapchat as much as
Me
it's
too,
very instant and unedited.
And more.
Which is, this is what the millennials are demanding.
Yeah.
This is what they want. They want the raw, the real, and the immediate. Morag, and this is what Snapchat delivers with over 100 million users right now. This is where it's going.
You know, yeah, I think obviously, like you said, that's one way of doing things. Like you said, I like the hashtag. I would definitely start focusing. Everyone obviously have to focus on whatever areas they actually lack in and try to just push. Also based on the different type of platforms, because Facebook is not Instagram and Twitter is not Tumblr. And
there you go.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know what? I know that we can sit here and chat all day long, Rosie. However, I just want to thank you for your time because we are running out of time. I want to thank you for your input and some really key tips there that we can actually go home and think about as we continue to build our brands. How can our listeners connect with you? Facebook, Twitter, what, website, anything?
Okay, well, number one, please follow me on Snapchat, okay? at Rosie's Take. I'm Rosie and that's my take on it. So just please follow me on Snapchat. At Rosie's Take, and please, you know, follow me on Twitter at Rosie's Take. So all the platforms, Instagram, all of them. I'm just the same at Rosie's Take.
Thank you so much, Rosie. Have a fabulous day in Florida. Enjoy that beautiful weather. Suck it in, and we will be in touch.
Okay. Thank you so much, Liz. Have a great day.
Have a lovely day. Thanks. Bye. Wow, that was Rosie with Rosie's Take. I'm sure you guys have been inspired, if not redirected, I'm sure.
I'm definitely inspired.
When you flop on your belly and you kind of think, gosh, where do we go from here? Anyway, I want to just go straight, Morag. We're going to be plugging in Echoes from New York with Edgy Benson. However, I would like to welcome you with your Glam Up series, just to glam up the energy here a bit as we continue. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you. Firstly, I want to start with the lipstick color of the week. For anyone out there that knows me, my favorite color lipstick is Lady Danger. However, today's lipstick is not Lady Danger. Today's lipstick is Sin. It's a matte lipstick. It's a matte texture. As I said last week, I love matte textures. And I've actually encouraged all the ladies in studio to wear it as well. Ayanda, what do you think of the color?
I love, love, love the color. I've actually been searching for it. And I love the name of it, Sin. It looks like Sin.
I think Sin, the name is going to go very well with what I'm going to talk about today.
Because you didn't ask me if I like the color or not.
Do you like it?
No, I don't really like it on me. But then, like, I just wore it because I just felt that, you know, we have to do this thing together, right?
Absolutely.
And the idea,
absolutely,
I think, is also nice. We're going to take a picture and just tweet it now for all different shades of ladies and women out there who like to explore lip colors. I'm sure they'll be able to appreciate the different tones and how the color actually sucks in, but I'm throwing it back to you.
So the for anyone who doesn't know what the color is, it's a very deep plum red. As I said, it is a matte texture. Please, before you're applying it, just make sure your lips are exfoliated and hydrated. It is extremely drying on the lips, but a great advantage about it is that it lasts all day. It's fantastic. So you probably won't need to reapply today, ladies.
You look beautiful in it. Ayanda,
you
are working it as well.
Thank you.
I think it looks gorgeous on you too.
So
I'm going to let Morag continue. I'll say nothing until the end of the show.
So just to start off today, it's something that's really spoken about. And I also feel that when it is spoken about, it's very complex, it's very complicated, and, you know, people just don't really know where to go with it. And what it is it's men's grooming. So, men, I hope you're tuned in and listening in, and just to give you all a heads up, excuse the pun. So, just to start off with, something that really bothers me personally is excessive bodily hair. I don't know how you feel about it, ladies.
Yeah, hair must go.
Yeah,
Hashtag agree.
you know, you asking people around, you'll get a lot of different answers, whether people like it or not, you know, whether it's chest hair. However, when I did ask around about back hair, I got one affirmative answer, and that was a hell no. So, men, just some tips on removing some hair is obviously with an electric trimmer. I've actually seen my dad using it to remove excess facial hair. and also waxing, which I found, I did a bit of research, in Africa, and I found that waxing is actually the most popular form of hair removal for men. However, it is extremely painful. And also the wait in between the waxes, you have to wait, obviously depending on how fast your hair grows, etc. So you will have a bit of hair growth in between your sessions. And then, of course, there's laser hair removal, which once again is also painful, and it can be costly depending on how much hair you have on your body. And then the last one, of course, I always joke with my boyfriend, it's one that he uses, and that's Veet hair removal, which is actually a hair removal cream. And I've actually said to him...
Do people still use Veet?
Absolutely. and I actually joke with him and say he should invest shares in Veet, because the amount of Veet that he uses every month is actually a joke. But it really works for him. It's easy, it's affordable, and, it does what it needs to do. Then moving on to facial hair. Facial hair that bothers me the most is nose hair, ear hair, and the monobrow. So let's start off with the monobrow. I wonder how men, or do men actually realize how much time women spend using the hashtag brows on fleek on social media? Okay, there's a whole process involved. So all we're asking men is just trim in between your brows, please. Then, of course, the ear hair and the nose hair. The most effective tool to use, it's actually called an ear and nose hair trimmer. And that's just a little sort of clipping device that you insert in your nose and, on your ears, and it actually removes all the hair. Please don't use a pair of scissors for this. It can be dangerous. If you slip, you can stab yourself.
Or your nose can be left on the table.
Absolutely, Liz, absolutely. So please, men have these weird ideas, so that, next thing you'll see them getting a kitchen knife and like cutting off their ear hairs or something. So please use the right tools. And then there's an area that has men a little bit bewildered, and that's the downstairs region. It's something I'm not going to go into detail about, but please, it is a part of men's grooming. And really, men, take time over the weekend, groom, get clean, and your partners will be greatly rewarded. That I can tell you.
And can I just add into that?
Absolutely.
Ladies need to also get the same tips,
absolutely,
please. Because ladies, you are sitting on the corner, some of you, but I just know that, these tips should have just been a unisex situation here. You should have just said this applies to your wives and your girlfriends too, because some of the wives have forgotten. Okay. Talking about style influencers.
Sorry, Liz, just to end off, I've got some amazing tips, just from the men in my life and that I hang around. And one is just, instead of having 20 bottles of scents, rather just invest in one good one, and that's from Maps Maponyane. And then also floss every night and use mouthwash, and that's straight from Christopher Jafter. And I hope you had a wonderful session and a great glamming up to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Morag. Thank you. Edgy Benson with Echoes from New York is on the line now. Edgy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
On a last minute basis, we apologize for plugging you in quite late.
No, I'm good. I was listening to the show. I'm so happy. Like, today we had this amazing session. It was nice to hear from Cebu. And of course, Rosie was wonderful. And I wanted to thank you guys. I think the session was just amazing. I think my take from all of it is, now how does all of this affect us as an African designer, as African designers? How do we now take all of this information and find the right way to choose our influencers, in order to stay organic and native, just like Rosie said, and to create the right collaborations, like Cebu has said, the right partnerships. I think that's, for me, I think that's the big question. There's a lot of information today, and I hope that we can find in Africa, as designers in Africa, as fashion players in Africa, how we integrate into what's going on in the world in terms of what people are doing with the media platforms, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. How do we find our influencers, and how powerful are they, and how well can they authenticate our brands?
I love it, Edgy.
I love it. I really, one of the things, and we'll obviously take this off air because we are out of time, is to really also find out that, you know, what I keep asking myself is how, you know, influential some people are, but then not so influential, like, or just not really, you know, maybe influential in their little corner in the city, but then, you know, if you really want to look at them from a global perspective, you can't find them and you don't know who they are and all of that. So I'm just saying one of the things I want to really focus on and understand why and also understand how we can change is just the way that we operate from a global perspective. My global marketplace has always been my favorite place to play in, and therefore whatever I do, even as a creative, I always make sure that it has to be relevant. It has to be able to reach out to my local space, but also to the global space. Otherwise, what's the point of living life? What's the point of being in business? What's the point of even doing anything? So yeah. So AJ, it's really been nice. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for, there was a lot of information. I think this was an information overload. I mean, Smoo came with his and Rosie just dropped hers into like a whole, I mean, I was just like, my gosh, can I just have an hour, Skype hour with Rosie after this on my own and just get this all down and then spill it out every week, spill out something for like a minute or two in the show. But it's really been great having her and having Smoo. It's also been great having our contributors. Ayanda's news is always important. We need it because we don't read the news, the fashion news. And Morag's Glam Up series always keeps us feeling glammed up. Today, you should see my lips. I'm going to post it. Edgy, did you see our lips today?
Of course. You I'm following you guys everywhere.
You didn't see our lips. One, like 20 seconds. Who do you want to dress and why? Ayanda.
I always find that question really hard.
Morag.
I'd love to dress my boyfriend. He's a sneakers tracksuit kind of guy. And I'd love to just get him in a sleek suit.
I want to dress Morag because she's just like, oh my gosh, look at her today. Like a tall glass of beautiful water. Look, it's been beautiful having everyone on the show. Edgy, if you're not dressing, if you're dressing any of us, can we just move on and close up?
Let's move on and close up.
Thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. It's been great having you guys. Peace and love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. Cliffcentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleeper, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.